This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Shows is proud to present the Living Mishnah. We strive to teach Mishnayot and Mitzvot using pictures and cartoons to give everybody clarity. And my name is Maimon Elbaz. I thank our sponsors, Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh, Shabia Zuchut for Kalman Ben Chaim and Shane Dolbas Mamo Frimid, Aleim HaShalom. Hashem wants us to beautify the Torah, and that's what we're striving to do. So thank you for joining us. It's my grandfather's yard site, Maimon Ben Yehuda, Shabia Aliyas Neshama for him, number 724. And also for a Sinai Academy supporter, Itchy Goldbrenner, Yitzchak Elimelech Ben Shlomo, Alav HaShalom, who sponsored books for the boys. His wife, his Eshes Chayil, Yibaruch Chaim Tovim, sponsored books for the children to learn. We're learning today, Erevin Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the necessity of an alleyway to have a crossbeam, a post, a pole, or an Erev. As you see in this picture, there's an alleyway. It's in yellow. And in the olden days, it was very normal, and even today in many places, like in Bungalow Colonies, they have little streets there that are between, let's say, houses, where it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Everyone's yard more or less exits into that area. So we're going to see what the Torah requires for us to be able to carry there. The Chachamim said not to carry there because we're scared you're going to carry into the Rishus HaRabim. So if you have something at the end of the alleyway, let's say a cross beam, or let's say a post, then obviously people would realize, only over here we can carry and not beyond. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Mavui shu gavoa l'ma'ala me'ashim ama yima'et. If you have a mavui and the cross beam is higher than 20 ama, which is approximately 40 feet, so that's too high. People won't be able to notice it. So therefore, it says the Mishnah, you have to lower it. Now, the Gemara says if it has a design on it, then people will look up and notice it, and then it's okay if it's higher than 20 amma. But if it's a regular beam, it's not good. Reb Yudah Omer Eino Tzarich, Reb Yudah holds, we have a rule that Pi Tikra Yored Visotem, that there's like an invisible wall there. According to the Torah, that's how an Erev string works. It's as if you have a wall there. Now, what if the wall is the walls on the side are more than 10 amot? So we're going to see what the Mishnah says. V'arachav mi'eser amot yima'et. If it's wider than 10 amot, you have to make the area more narrow. As you see over here, where you could put like boards or sticks or stones to make the entranceway less wide. Because if it's too wide, then that's not going to help the beam unless you have a real tzurat ha-petach, which over here you see is a real tzurat ha-petach, two poles and the string on top, then you would be able to use that. And that's what generally is used as an Erev. So it says the Mishnah, Im yesh lo tzurat ha-petach, if you have the form of an entranceway, which is the two poles and the string on top, ava pishu rachav me'eser amot ein tzarach lemait, even if it's more than 10 amot, the entrance to the alleyway, you would not have to shrink it, you wouldn't have to make it less, because the tzurat ha-petach works, and that's what's commonly used in Erevin all around the world. Remember, nothing beats a Torah show. And again, thank you to the Goldbrenner family for sponsoring these beautiful Mishnayot and for Rabbi Blaustein traveling to 12 bookstores on a Sunday afternoon searching who has copies. Rabbi Elbaz wants to teach you ready tomorrow. Thank you, Rabbi Blaustein. It's a big schuss for us all. And Torah Shows wants to remind us the greatest service to Hashem, says the Beit Yosef, is teaching children Torah. And when children to learn Torah, this is a protection for Klal Yisrael that there shouldn't be gezeirot ra'ot. So Yashar Koyach, and please be in touch for more information about Torah Shows.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.